In a movie or TV show, when you see a crystal ball, that signifies that somebody is going to be able to foretell the future. They can look into that crystal ball and know the future. I'm always a little skeptical of that, because why don't they look in the crystal ball and pick six good numbers out for the next day? That's what I don't understand. But the reality is that we really don't know much about the future. We can't predict the future, but we do know what's going to happen, right? I mean, we try to plan for what's going to happen. You know, you turn on tonight, you turn on the weather report, so you can learn if we can wear shorts tomorrow. Not yet. When you have reached a certain age, you plan for your retirement, so you don't have to eat cat food in your old age. If you're a student, you try to figure out what the teacher's going to ask on the exam so you can plan on how to study. So this idea that we might not exactly know what the future holds is true, but on the other hand, we kind of can plan for the future. And I think that's exactly what the season of Lent is all about. It's about planning for the future, because there is one thing that Ash Wednesday reminds us about the future. Remember that you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. In other words, nobody gets out of this life alive. And so Lent is our opportunity to plan for that moment when we meet our Creator, to plan for that time when we transition from this world to the next. And so all of the events, all the things that we do during this season of Lent are about remembering that we are dust, so that we can bring that glorious part of ourselves to the throne of grace. And the activities that are suggested to us in the gospel today, Jesus proposes the three activities of the season of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are all geared to helping us make that preparation. So when we think of this season as a season of prayer, we want to pray so that God will recognize us when we meet him, you know? If it's the first time we're ever talking to God on our death, it might not go that well. But if we have been a people of prayer, then when we encounter God at that moment, that supreme moment, then we will be able just to continue the conversation that has been going on in our life. And fasting. Fasting is also a preparation for that moment of meeting God. Because when we're fasting, what we're really doing is finding out we really don't need all that stuff we think we need. You know what I'm saying? I remember once I was, for my first trip to Rome, and they lost my luggage. And I found out, you know, all you really need is a toothbrush and a change of clothes. Everything else is gravy. And fasting is our opportunity to discover that. To discover that all that stuff we think we have to have in life, we really don't have to have. All we really need to have is this relationship with God, this connection, which is going to remind us that God wants to bless us. And so that's what we do when we fast. And almsgiving is really about building a relationship. When we give alms, what we're doing is to say that it's not just about me and what I have, but it's about us. And that people who have a need have a claim on me. So that when that moment comes when we enter into glory and there is that heavenly banqueting table, people around the table will recognize us. Ah, there you are. There you are. And they will be able to seat us down at that table. So this, I think, is the theme of our Lent. And as you're giving up things for Lent, giving up watching the Flintstones on TV like I did, give up eating asparagus, whatever we're doing, what we're doing is using that as an opportunity to prepare for our encounter with God. And if we do it during these days, then when we complete this journey of Lent and arrive at Easter, we truly will be in a much better position to experience God's grace and peace that marks that holy season. Because as St. Paul reminds us, that this is the day, today is the day that we can begin this great journey towards our Heavenly Father, who loves us so much and desires one day to welcome us, to join with him forever. Amen.